Hello, welcome to Healing with Hope, Faith, Love. I'm Elizabeth Baker. I'm actually here with another domestic violence podcast for you, and it's basically about how you can help heal from domestic violence. So what we're looking at is how you can feel free from your physical and mental limitations, and how you can actually feel harmonious, peaceful, and feeling unconditional love towards yourself. So what I want to do is I'm actually going to get straight into it today and actually ask you to write, get a pen and paper and write down, or draw a pie chart, or sorry, a pie chart, sorry, a pie chart. And what I want you to do is within that pie chart, I want you to draw six, five or six little triangles. So divide it up into three each. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to, on your left side, I want you to write what you don't want. So you don't want to feel anxious. You don't want to feel panic attacks. So write the things that you don't want, that you don't want to feel unsafe anymore. But I want you also to look at, someone should also look at what you do want. So write the opposite of what you don't want on the other side of the wellness wheel. So if it's what you want to feel less anxious, you want to say anxiety, you want to feel less anxious, you want to feel calm. So and so on. So you actually write, if you want, you're feeling panic attacks, I want to feel less panic, so I want to feel calm. So the calm would actually relate to the two on the other side of the pie chart. So and so on. So you would actually write, I want to feel safe, so I want to feel safer. So you write, so you're not feeling safe in the you don't want, so you're not feeling, you don't want to feel like you're not feeling safe. So you write that on the opposite side of the pie chart. And what I want you to do is I want you to actually look at including, anything from your physical health, emotional, mind, self-care as well. So if you need to sort of focus more on your self-care, so you need to focus on more on your, how you're, whether you actually need to focus more on your self-care, that you need to concentrate more on feeling better about yourself mentally, physically, emotionally. Write that in. Don't hesitate to hold back, even if you put it in one pie, in one square, sort of physical, mental, emotional health, write that in. And then write on the opposite, I want to feel better, or I want to feel calm. So and write the opposite of that on the don't want, on the do want. Now, I want you to identify what you don't want. So are you complaining? What are you complaining about right now? What is your body telling you about the energy, what you're eating? And identify the five things that reoccurring theme and write them on the left side of the wheel. So even if you have to draw a couple of them, that's fine. Because this is all about you feeling physically, mentally, emotionally better. So it may mean you might have a whole list of things. So even if you write columns, if it feels better for you to write columns, write them in columns. What you don't want, what you do want. So for example, you don't want to feel anxious. So you write that down. I don't want to feel anxious. I don't want to feel like I'm unfit. I'm not taking care of myself. So write all that stuff down. And then identify what you do want. So from the list of things, I want you to identify five top things that you don't want. And I want you to write the opposite down. So they've wrote, pick five things that you think are important. If you think my whole list is important to me, then write the opposite down in your other column or on the other side of the pie chart. So look at what you do want. So I don't want to be anxious. So it, like I was saying, you don't want to feel anxiety. You don't want to feel excuse me. You don't want to feel panic attacks. So write the opposite down. You want to feel calm. You want to feel physically and mentally better about yourself. So you want to feel more self-care. You want to feel more self-worth. So you write that down on the other opposite side. And what I want you to do is I want you to align your values with your goals. So you're a confident person. If you feel confident, you're conscientious, you're trustworthy, you're reliable, write those things down on the opposite side and align them up with what your goals are. Because you may find that what your values are very much linked to your what you do want without realizing it. So write those values down because it's so important for you to realize this is who you are. These are the values that you are as a person. Despite what might have happened in the abuse, you are a good person. You are, a confident person. You're well liked. Write that stuff down. and align the goals with, for example, health and fitness. So if this is a part of your how you're feeling, and the things that you do want, then line them up with what you do want and with your core values. So you're a healthy person. You were a healthy person until a lot of this abuse went on. Write that down. So you want to get back to that good healthy weight, that good healthy frame of mind. Look at how you're currently thinking and feeling about yourself, and this will actually stop you from what you're getting, what you want. So if you're thinking, I'm anxious and I'm panic attacks and I'm not worthy, and if you're thinking of all these negative things, all these things that you're going on in your head that you're not feeling like as if you're at your physical and mental and emotional best, then write that down, because this will actually stop you from getting what you want. So you need to think and feel differently about yourself, and how you think and feel about yourself will change how you're behaving, how you're thinking, how you'll look at things, and it'll actually make you feel healthier. It will actually give you health. So it may even just changing your thinking will actually give you better, healthier options. So you may, today you may feel like crap and you go on, okay, today I'm just going to go down to the local shops and I'm going to go get a burger. Where you may think, you know what? You know, I'm going to pop in down to the supermarket and make a healthy one because I love a burger. So it's actually changing the way you think and can actually make a huge difference to your physical, mental, and emotional health. So I want you to think of these affirmations, and I want you to actually write some down, and I want you to put them up on your wall, put them in your wallet on a small piece of paper. I am willing to think of myself as the kind of person who chooses nutritious foods, and I am willing to think of myself as the kind of person who can take care of myself. I am prepared to focus on my self-care. I am willing to think of myself as the kind of person who is valued, who is worthy, I am worthwhile. I want you to write these things, and the things that you think you need to concentrate on physically, especially if it's a lot of mental abuse that went on, that you need to focus on a lot of these things, like positive thinking about yourself, that you are willing to think of yourself as the kind of person who is secure in your body. And I want you to write these down. So think of that sentence. I am willing to think of myself as the kind of person who chooses, and then you can fill those in. We're going to recap this very quickly. Identify what you do want. Identify what you don't want by choosing the opposite. Align your goals with your values. So it's aligning all the things that you do want in that column or in that pie chart, and then aligning your goals next to it. So even if you get your piece of paper, write three columns, and then you put you do want, you don't want, and your values. Also identifying the things that you're currently thinking and feeling about yourself, that this will actually stop you from getting what you want, as thoughts directs action. And before you can be, you need to think and feel different. So you need to think of that phrase, I'm willing to think of myself as a kind of person who is, and you choose those words that'll actually help you think and feel different about yourself. I highly recommend to put it on a chart on the wall. If it really is not something you can put up, you can't stick things on your wall, get a picture frame, get a pin-up board, a little cork board, note chart, or a note holder, whiteboard, something you can just buy and just prop it up against the wall. If I can't, when I said note board, notice board, sorry, I'll get the right name eventually. And get that notice board, put it up, put it on that notice board, and actually write things like your values, your I'm worthwhile, valued, I'm confident, and write this thing, I'm willing to think of myself, and write all those words on little pieces of paper, cut them up if you have to, put it on one sheet, stick it on that notice board. It can be a little one, it can be a big one, it can be whiteboard, it can be your old notebooks, and have that notebook open every day. It can be on, pieces of paper what you find around your house. Go down to the local dollar shop and buy a notebook. It's using, even if it's using old newspaper and cutting out the words and sticking it on a piece of on a book. You'll find something that it'll actually help you and make you think and feel different about yourself by actually changing how you think. I'm going to leave it there today. It's a very quick one, so I hope this is very, very helpful for you. Play it again if you need to. Don't hesitate to play it again. Definitely get a notebook and pen and paper out and write some of this stuff down. You may find it right now thinking, oh God, something else I've got to write down and take notice of. Write it down. You'll go over it later and you'll start thinking and feeling that, okay, you know what, these are some things I really do need to work on. So look at it, listen to it again, write it down, take notes. From Healing with Hope, Faith, Love, Healing from Domestic Violence, I'm Elizabeth Baker. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. I will speak to you very, very soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.